Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes. We want to invite you out this Sunday for Father's Day to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We have a special service planned. Bring your dad and bring your sons. Dads, bring your sons, maybe your biological sons, maybe your sons through marriage, maybe your sons through mentorship. Invite your sons. You know, sometimes we think it's always the children that have to invite the parents. But parents, let's invite our children as well to celebrate with us this Father's Day. You don't want to miss Sunday service, 10 a.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church. All these past weeks, we've been going over and over the topic about life in the spirit, developing our spirit man. We can't say, I've heard this before. We can't say, you already said that scripture yesterday, because the more and more we hear it, the more and more revelation, the more and more awareness that we have to the spirit man. We all have a spirit man. We are spirit. God already put within us the spirit of man, and then it was a place to deposit the spirit of God into us. And we have, you have, each and every person already has that place within them, the spirit of man. And when we say it has to wake up, it's just like when we're asleep. We still have all the systems of our body. We just don't have consciousness toward everything that's taking place while we're asleep. So our spirit, man, we have it. We have to wake it up with a consciousness, with an awareness that God is working to communicate with us through the spirit man. I heard a pastor teaching recently, and she was describing how the baby in the womb has the nose, has the lungs, has the mouth, has everything that it needs to be ordered to breathe, but that's not how it gets its substance in the womb. A baby's not breathing through its nose in the womb. Baby's not breathing through its mouth. It's not utilizing the capacity of its lungs with air when it's in the womb. But it has already has those systems developed. When the baby is born, then it wakes up those systems.
Oh, yeah.
Now they must respond to the air. And because there's a different way now that they're going to live. In the womb, the baby's body has everything, every component, has all the organs. It has the things that are needed. They're developed by the time of birth, but it's still getting nourishment through the umbilical cord. But when the environment change, when it comes now from the womb into the actual atmosphere here of the earth, the systems that are already in that body have to wake up. Mm-hmm. There's a demand for them to function, for the baby to be able to survive in the earth. So it's the same thing now, born again. So that was the first birth, right? Mm-hmm. That was the physical birth. So the systems that were in the baby's body, that are in the baby's body, they have to wake up when they come out, in order to come into use, to be effective, because now they're the primary source of life. No more umbilical cord nourishment. So the same thing now, we are born again by the Spirit. So we already have the spirit of man within us.
Yeah.
And now the spirit of God is calling for that part to function at the spiritual level in the earth. So born again.
Yeah.
First birth by water through the womb. Second birth by the Spirit.
Yeah.
And now that part needs to wake up. So it's not something we get. We're not getting the spirit. We already have the spirit. We just have to develop it in order for it to wake up, and that be our primary way of functioning in the earth.
Yes, and it is hit develop how? Through the word.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit developed through the word. So, and we open up on Monday by making some statements here that as the physical body need nutrient to be healthy. I mean, the doctor tell you, or the nutritionist will tell you, that all these vitamins your body need. It need vitamin A, it need vitamin C, and it can go down a list of all the vitamins and minerals that our body need to function, to have a healthy body. And the Bible tells us that man is composed of a body, of a mind, and of a spirit. And all of these need food. Mm-hmm. All three of them need food. Your spirit don't need vitamin A, vitamin B, and K. It need the word. Mm-hmm. It need the word of God. Mm-hmm. So no word that keep your spirit dormant. Mm-hmm. It's not light. The word of God is the one that lighted the spirit and bring it life when the word hits you. Mm-hmm. When you get the meaning of that word, you come alive.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. Nothing spooky here. Mm-hmm. Not some magical stuff. This thing is laid out clearly. And I said to you guys how the devil is so cunning. And we know he's cunning because we look back in Genesis chapter 3, how cunning the devil is. Very cunning. You know, he's not going to come to you with all this big stuff, you know. It's very cunning and simple. The way he got Eve was very cunning, very simple. He went and he says to Eve, he actually have a conversation. What God tell you? What did he say? And he was able to tell him. And then he twisted. He gave an interpretation. He gave his interpretation. And Eve dig into. Eve accept his interpretation. Because God had already tell Adam. Adam had already discussed it with Eve. The day we eat of that fruit, we will what? Die. Plain and simple. What he says, no, you won't die. You will be wise. Like God. Huh. Your eyes will be open. See, and I'm digging into this here. In the garden, these guys were operating totally in the spirit. They have communication with God. The flesh has no power, did not have no power over them. God created them to have fellowship. They were doing this thing right. And the spirit override the flesh. Until disobedience came in. And Adam and Eve fall. Then sin came. That's now sin, right? And sin bring what? Mm-hmm. Death. Mm-hmm. So that's where we taught be alive unto God. The spirit part must come back alive. And Jesus used another term. It must be what? Born again. That's it. Mm-hmm. So we understand. So what we teach here is not heresy, not this spooky. We just get some light from the word of God. And because our spirit man is lighted up, so we have understanding according to Job. And we're giving you the understanding so you can operate in the Spirit of God.
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, that's where it talks about what Pastor was just saying. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? So here God was still looking to fellowship with them. It was their sin that separated them. It wasn't that God separated himself because of the sin. It was their sin that separated them, moved them into a place of hiding. They moved themselves into a place of hiding. Adam and Eve moved themselves. God did not cast them away at this point in the text. He was coming to fellowship with them like he did on a normal basis, normal routine, part of their day. And he comes looking for them, but they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So they made a sin conscious decision. Where they said, well, now we have to separate ourselves because they knew that they did wrong. And God says, well, who you been talking to?
Who told you?
Who told you? Who told you you were naked? Who brought this other these other ideas
to you?
To you. So then as you go through in Genesis chapter 3, when he does send them out of the garden, it's only because he doesn't want them to eat off of the tree of life. Sometimes people get it confused. They think it's the same tree.
No.
They ate off of, and the Bible says it clearly, explicitly, they ate off of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. The one that he did not want them now to touch because they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the tree of life. So he says in verse 22, it says, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and live forever. Messed up, right? It doesn't say messed up, but it says live forever.
Yeah.
The verse ends, but it means live forever messed up.
In that condition.
So they had to leave now. They put flaming swords around the tree of life so man couldn't access the tree of life. Because if man accessed the tree of life after eating from the tree of knowledge of good or evil, he would have been stuck in the sin state. But God already had a plan for that, which was Jesus Christ. So now where does it talk about the tree of life again? In the Revelation. So the tree of life is now accessible again. It says the tree of life has leaves for the healing of the nations. So it tells us the tree of life is a good thing, but he didn't want them to eat of it at that point in their journey because they didn't want them to be stuck in a sin state. Jesus had to come first. Through Jesus, now we have access to the tree of life. Oh, the word of God is good. There's so much in here. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.